WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to Student Section MLB here on Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm your host, Luke Torrey, joined by
Luke Anderson
and Tyler Harrison.
And opening day has officially passed. We have had baseball since the last time we spoke with you guys. A lot of surprises. A lot of the Pirates haven't lost.
Are the Pirates going 162-0?
Are the Pirates going 162-0?
Are the Tigers going 162-0?
Maybe. I mean, thought the Yankees were going to for a second. The Yankees, hot start. I guess we'll just start off talking about them. They go into Houston and create possibly the best outcome you could have had.
Josh Hader masterclass, blowing two saves.
I'm just saying. So the Yankees go in to Houston, shorthanded, obviously. No Gerrit Cole, no LeMahieu. We're shorthanded. A couple bullpen guys are still injured. But we go into Houston, and we come from behind three out of the four games, and we win the series. I mean, game one, you fall behind early, 4-0. And then you come back, and you win that game. Juan Soto has been unbelievable for the Yankees, absolutely unbelievable. I mean, the dude. I've never seen someone so disciplined in my life. Like, he might be the best hitter I've ever
seen. That Josh Hader at bat was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It was insane. I mean,
it was so fun. He got down in 0-2 and was like, "This is where I want to be."
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, so the Yankees fall behind 4-0 in game one, and then they come back and they win 5-4. Fueled by Volpe. Volpe has been unbelievable. He worked really hard in the offseason to flatten out his swing and be more of a batting average hitter instead of a home run hitter. And, man, has it paid off. Volpe right now is he's leading the team in batting average. He's batting .409. I mean, him and Cabrera has been unbelievable as well. Cabrera's batting .346. I know it's still early, but like what I've seen, like if Cabrera can keep up this in place of LeMahieu until he's back, that's perfect. But what really looked good to me is that the resilience. We came back three times. We were down in that Houston series, and we came back and we won all of them, and we swept. And we swept them on the road, meaning we have already gained the playoff advantage against them.
Well,
after the first
series,
if we're both to be in the playoffs, we would have home field advantage. Just
seriously,
based, already,
wow.
Already,
what
yes,
the?
Good, not, oh, sweet,
yeah,
goodness.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's huge. And another big thing is we swept on the road in Houston, and Glaber, Rizzo, and Judge combined like 9 for 120. Actually, that's way too many at bats.
I was gonna say
the Braves. But like,
they were. I don't know what the exact number. Judge did nothing. Judge did nothing. He was 2 for 16.
Yeah, he got his first.
Yeah,
one
Judge
today,
was.
Didn't he?
Judge,
yeah.
But it, this he was out for a while in spring training with that
toe.
No, not the toe. He had a separate injury towards the end of spring training. But so he didn't get as many at bats as everybody else. I knew he was going to start slow, and now since the first game of this new series, his at bats have looked a lot better. And Jack Curry was saying in the Yankees pregame, he was like even though he got punched out, I don't know if you guys saw that pitch that he got rung up on last night. It was
that's terrible,
horrible.
That's
Aaron terrible. Judge actually, yeah. While we're on this topic, let me read this to you, Aaron. This is most strikes called against them on pitches over the plate but below the zone from 2017 to 2023. Aaron Judge 160. The next most. Josh Bell with 97. He leads by 63 pitches.
Yeah, it's a
you
joke.
You said on pitches like below the zone.
Yes.
Yeah, because
I would understand like above. He's already 6'7", yeah, but like, below is crazy.
Well, because his strike zone is just
to, no.
Yeah,
his strike zone is just way taller than. Yeah, I haven't seen this.
He's already. He's a disciplined hitter. Literally at his
shins. It's at his shins. Like you cannot call it a strike. But and he never gives lip to the umpires. That's how you know that's horrible.
It's it's actually so hard watching judge at bats sometimes because they just take him out of it at his shins and they'll call it strikes.
Yeah,
because they're so used to calling strike zones on guys 5 inches shorter than judge.
So frustrating, so frustrating. But I mean, Juan Soto was unbelievable. The Yankees showed resilience coming back, and Judge did nothing. And now if Judge is starting to hit today, he had the homer, his first homer of the year, and he got the insurance run in extra innings and a double in the right center gap. I mean, if Judge starts hitting, it's over for the league. But, hey, I'm loving the start with the Yankees that the Yankees have had. I can't say I'm surprised. I said something about the team this year feels different. And
yeah, the three top five players, I would hope y'all do good.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I didn't realize today's game, it went into extras 2-2, and the final was 6-5.
Yeah, Verdugo hit a two-run homer. And then there were, like, two just, like, bloop hits on the Diamondback side on the top of the 10th, I think, bottom of the 10th.
Good game by Judge today, finally.
Yeah, he's getting going.
The Braves game got postponed again, so
the Mets.
I'm sad.
Mets have played 4 games, 3 have gotten postponed, including today's game. They have yet to win, by the way.
The Marlins are 0-7.
Yeah, aside from the Mets, who have only played 4 games, the Marlins are the only other team in MLB who has yet to win a game, including getting swept by the Angels, which is interesting.
Let me put this into perspective. The Nationals are 1-3 and third in the NL East.
Yeah, one thing I did see that you guys are Anthony Rendon.
He has not gotten a hit in over a year.
Adolis Garcia has 29 home runs since the last time Anthony Rendon recorded a hit.
Just quit.
I mean,
hang him up, dude.
$225 million wasted dollars.
Yeah, that is
right. Well, I mean, the Angels scored 10 runs today with 12 hits. Did he get one today?
Probably not.
Give it a second.
Wait.
Drum roll.
Wait, he didn't play.
Shocker.
I could have told you that. Goodness.
There you go.
That might be the worst contract.
He needed a break, man.
That might be the worst contract in recent history.
Listen, I don't know. I mean, looking at the Marlins, just the box score from today as well. I mean, batting champ Luis Arraez is batting. I know it's only been a week, but he's batting 185 to start the season. He struck out twice today. Meanwhile, the Angels, I mean, on the other side, including the sweep of the Marlins, didn't look too bad against the Orioles, like, at least later. The first game, they looked god-awful, aside from Mike Trout hitting the first home run of the year, very fittingly, in his first at-bat, because it's Mike Trout. But, I mean, the Angels aren't too bad. I mean, Logan Ohapi's one of the best prospects. We haven't talked about him very much. He's a very good prospect at the catcher position. He's been playing really well to start the season.
The Angels have played, what, 7 games, and Trout has 4 home runs?
He has 4 homers?
Yeah, he hit one today.
Holy. Hicks is not good.
He hit a 478
Aaron
football.
Hicks,
he
man.
Hit one over the Marlins logo in left center field in that little clubhouse thing.
Tyler Ward went 3-for-5 today with 2 RBI. I mean, like, they have some decent guys over in L.A. I mean, I know we've talked trash about them because they lost Ohtani, and Trout presumably will get hurt. But, I mean, I have hope that they could do okay to start the season.
If they have good production out of Aaron Hicks. Not Aaron
Won't
Hicks,
happen.
Not Aaron Hicks.
Won't nope. happen.
Who else? I'm not even going to say Anthony Rendon.
Nope.
I don't have
won't happen.
Nope.
Trout. I mean, he's Trout.
Yeah.
I mean, he himself could lead that team to at least 500.
I mean, we talk about how stacked that division is, but, I mean, all the teams in that division off to a slow start. I mean, we just talked about how the Astros got swept by the Yankees.
I mean,
and
I'll say it right now with no hate. The Angels have a better record than the Braves right now.
I mean, it's true. So, it's only a week, but, I mean, you look at – yeah, so the Astros' first win of the season, I guess we could talk about that, was a no-hitter. So
what? Oh, the Astros. Yeah, I thought you said Angels. I was like,
No, the Astros got swept by the Yankees and then pitched a no-hitter.
Eighth career start, and it was a no-hitter.
And it was against Toronto, who I got to look this up, but Toronto did really well in their opening series.
Was he 2 walks away from a perfect game? Because I think he was like no-hit. He had a no-hitter through 7 innings and had 1 walk.
I didn't check the box.
I don't know. I don't know about errors or hit by pitches.
I mean, the Blue Jays scored in their first four games. They had 20 runs in their series against the Rays.
Nice.
And then they went and got no hit in Houston when Houston was 0-4.
Oh, you think that's something?
Well, so,
well, the Braves in a three-game series versus the Phillies put up. Hold on, I'll find it.
They still lost a game though.
We did. We put up 26 runs to their 11.
Wow. Yeah, the Braves pitching was no joke this week.
And then on Monday, we played the White Sox, and it got rained out in the eighth inning, but they called a final.
We
were up 9-0.
I saw a final in eight, and I was confused. I was like, rain delay, but...
And then a 3-2 game yesterday where Ozuna from the Braves hit two home runs.
I mean, I don't know. The weather this week has just been so bad for baseball. I mean, the Braves game getting... the Braves, Phillies, and Mets... Brewers opening day game is getting postponed.
It doesn't help that we start. What, we have a 6-game road trip all in the Northeast.
Yep.
Where rain is just heavy.
And the Mets are at home, and they got their game yesterday postponed.
The Yankees are lucky that they started. The Yankees started the year on a 7-game road trip.
Now we're playing in Texas. It doesn't rain there.
I can use the rain as an excuse, I guess.
Well, they were in Houston, and now they're in Arizona, and they just won the series today in extra innings.
And they're coming back to
Bronx. They're off tomorrow, and then they play the Blue Jays in our home opener.
Yeah.
The Braves were supposed to finish up a 2-game set with the White Sox, and now we're going to be
You know what I saw earlier? The Phillies can't make up their game from yesterday tomorrow. They have an off day tomorrow. They can't use tomorrow because somebody rented out the ballpark for a wedding.
What the?
That's crazy.
So they can't
That's
make
weird.
Up their game tomorrow.
That's one of their game. Oh, which one? Against the Braves?
Whoever they played yesterday, or was whoever they played today. They were supposed to play the.
Oh, their game today against Cincinnati got postponed.
We had a weird lineup. We were supposed to play Thursday and then Saturday, Sunday.
So. I mean, they're playing it right now.
But
it
instead,
says.
The Thursday.
Well, maybe it was yesterday's game then.
I don't know. I mean, they got their game delayed against Atlanta, but.
That one just got, because like I said, we were supposed to play weird series. We were going to play Thursday, have an off day Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday. It got rained out Thursday, so we just played Friday. So that's an easy makeup, and it's an NL East opponent. We're bound to have a doubleheader at some point.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you want to talk about the Phillies for a second, their game yesterday, I think it was yesterday. Bryce Harper came into the game hitless and hit 3 home runs.
Yeah,
so
a little break the ice, huh?
Because he's Bryce Harper.
He almost went 4-for-4. I don't know who it was in center field. Made an incredible play,
including a grand slam. I mean, 6 RBI to bring. So he came into the day hitless, and then
0-for-11
brought his OPS to above 1.
Oh my gosh!
So I mean,
again,
some
first
pretty
week
good
of
stuff.
The season. That's still crazy
I know.
To hear out loud.
I mean, just to go from no hits to 3 home runs. I mean. Obviously, 1 week of Bryce Harper having no hits doesn't mean anything.
Orlando Arcia leads our team in OBP with a 476.
I mean, Juan Soto's on base is above 500.
Good night.
I mean, it's a lot of... One thing I did want to bring up, especially related to Juan Soto, is a lot of guys on their first week on new teams playing like out of their mind, like Rhys Hoskins. I wanted to talk about the Rhys Hoskins drama from the weekend. So opening day against the Mets was terrible. The Mets had 1 hit on opening day. It was not fun to watch, but it was a home run from Starling Marte, so that was fun. But somewhere towards the end of the game, Rhys Hoskins made a slide to break up a double play that was not the greatest slide. It was legal. Like, I'm not going to say it was illegal, but it wasn't great. And Jeff McNeil got pretty mad. The benches cleared. And then they went into the game the next day. And instead of trying to throw at him right away, which I wouldn't have complained,
they let him
get a single and a home run. And then they threw at him. And then the relief pitcher Ramirez got like suspended for 3 games and ejected immediately. Like, he came in to face Hoskins, threw at his head, and got ejected. And then he finished with, like, 3 hits that game. He already has, like, 2 homers, I think. I mean, pretty crazy start to his Brewers tenure, I guess.
I want to put some light on Jared Kelnick whenever there's time.
I mean, the Brewers in general, I mean, talk about... I mean, I was completely wrong. I said they might not be great this season, and they went and smoked my favorite team, which was unfortunate. They just lost their first game of the season today. They've actually had some surprisingly good pitching. I mean, I don't know if it's as much good pitching as it is the Mets' offense is horrendous, but I think their pitching has been good. I mean, they beat the Twins yesterday in a pitcher's duel. I think it was 3-2 final. Let me see. Yeah. So the Brewers have had a pretty good start to their season. They did get rocked today, letting up 7 runs to the Twins. But the Twins are also a good club, so. But surprising start from the Brewers as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Pirates, I want to talk about. They are...
talk about surprising.
5-0?
Yeah, yep. 5-0. Has it been their offense or their pitching?
Both.
Both.
I mean, the Marlins also stink, but...
The Pirates are losing 4-2 in the top of the sixth right now to the Nationals.
That's not good.
That's... Oh.
Gallo has a homer. No way.
He's going to go on an 0-for-48 streak and hit another one.
Yeah, probably. But I did want to talk about the end of the Yankee game earlier today. Really weird. They went to extras at 2-2. And then Verdugo hit a 2-run homer in the top of the 10th, and then... an error scored a run, and then an infield single. Really wasn't Clay Holmes' fault. It was just some unluckiness. And then in the 11th, Birdie scored from third on a balk.
Oh, my.
And Torres went to second, and then Judge doubled to center. And Torres scored, so we went up 6-4, and then we gave up a single in the bottom. So it was 6-5, but then we ultimately got the final out, and we won 6-5. And the Yankees are 6-1 after opening against the Astros and the former NL champs.
Yeah, the NL
all on
winners.
The road. On the road. Yeah. You could not ask for a much better start from the Yankees.
First of all, y'all struck out a relief pitcher
tonight
as the final out.
All right. Well, that's because they probably had to. Where they ran out of guys on the bench.
I just saw it.
It said Diamondbacks reliever Scott McGough forced to take first MLB plate appearance with bases loaded in 11th inning versus Yankees.
That is crazy. Oh, wait, yeah, ESPN
so
just sent that out.
The final out was a relief pitcher with the bases loaded.
How do you not have enough guys? I won't question it, I guess.
No, what had to have happened was the DH for the Diamondbacks had to have been moved into the field, which forces a pitcher in.
Yeah.
And then y'all intentionally the bases loaded to bring up the relief pitcher.
That's
smart, but come on. Your final out being a relief pitcher.
Sucks, dude. That's something you got to think about earlier. Yeah, that's something you got to think about earlier.
Would have been crazy if he walked the game off, that's for sure.
That would have been nuts.
That would have been a story and a half.
That would have been nuts. But the Yankees, I could not have asked for a better start. 6-1 coming back home now. Off day, everyone will get rested. And then Friday, we open up at home. And I cannot wait for Juan Soto to experience the Bronx. How about that throw by him on day one?
That was unbelievable.
Saves the game. We're up 4-3, and he throws a bullet from right field to get the out.
Renowned not good fielder.
Well, that's what I was. That's what I was gonna say. Like,
he's been
great
so far.
Soto's so good at every aspect of the game, and the one thing that people rip on him for, just to have something to rip on him for, is that he's not great in the field. And then he saves the game after the Yankees came back down 4-0 in that game. And Juan Soto makes a throw to save the game. I mean,
Soto reminds me of Acuna in so many more ways. It's like, hey, terrible fielding. Okay, he will absolutely make up for it at the plate.
In that game, it was his first game as a Yankee. His first plate appearance, he walked. He had a hit that game. I think he finished that game? Like 1-for-3 or something? I mean, still very good. And that throw just saved the game. Unbelievable. I mean, If he continues to play, I mean, I can't stress enough. It has only been 1 week. I mean, when I say anything, I'm saying. But if he keeps that up, I mean, he can take home the MVP. He could take home his first ever MVP. I mean, he's playing like that level easily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
And one other guy I wanted to talk about, Oswaldo Cabrera.
That kid's a beast, too.
Yeah, he was pretty much bottom tier of the bench. About to get sent down, and then LeMahieu got hurt, and he had to play. And he went like 9-for-16 in that first series against Houston.
There's a batting title. I mean, there's a Silver Slugger for utility players, right?
I know there's Gold Glove now. I don't think there's Silver Slugger. But there is Gold Glove.
Dadgummit.
Well,
if there was a Silver Slugger, he's on track to win it for utility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how he can sustain it, because last season he was not very good at all. But I think Volpe has a good chance of sustaining some level of, like, I mean, not 500 average, obviously. But I think Volpe can go have like a 270 around, something like that. I think he gets the same, something like that. I don't know how Capera is going to do, but there's no denying that, like, his start of the season has been incredible. I mean, his average for through the first week is 400. He has two homers, and I mean, so that's pretty unbelievable as well.
Right. And
I mean, more than Judge already.
But yeah, Judge is going to get going.
But yeah,
he's
obviously
looked better recently. Volpe had a four-hit night the other day in our opener, his first career one.
Nice.
But what was I going to say? I was going to mention something with the bullpen.
It's been okay.
It's been great. It's been great.
I mean, the pitching overall has been good. I mean, Rodon didn't pitch long the other day in his first start, but he pitched pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, there was some gutsy outs. He pitched great today.
Oh, he pitched today?
He made two mistakes, but ultimately gave up two runs. Had a bunch of strikeouts. His fastball is, like, alive again. He's throwing 98.
Yeah, and Stroman pitched a shutout.
Stroman's pitching the home opener against the Blue Jays on Friday.
I mean, the only thing is Nestor is not...
He's not looking
not great. Been good.
Not looking great. If he could just stop, I mean, he gives up runs in the first and then he settles in. If he could just stop giving up runs in the first, we'll be fine.
I mean, we'll see what happens through like three more starts or something. But I wouldn't even mind the Yankees like putting in a reliever to pitch the first inning and then put in Nestor to follow.
I wanted to mention this stat from the series against the Astros. We outscored them in innings seven or later, 13-0 in the series.
And that's where they won all those games. That's where they won all those games.
Goodness.
Yeah, we did. And our bullpen ERA was zero after that series. They pitched 15 and a third, like, perfect innings.
So the bullpen was crazy.
The Yankees going to be giving y'all stressful games leading up to the seventh, and then feeling good knowing you got clutch bats.
Yeah, and great guys in the pen.
Blood pressure might go up, but at least we win.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, jeez. But the Yanks looking very, very good. I'm very happy with how that started. The Mets, on the other hand. The Mets.
I would feel bad if I said anything.
No and, bueno.
Yeah, I mean,
do we have time to go to a break? I mean, yeah, I don't even
want to talk. We actually can. Yeah, we can go to a break.
I could give my two cents.
I'll save you by the bell.
I gotta get some words to choice words to think about.
Right, I can end it with positive.
We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll talk. We'll talk about the Mets. We'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to Student Section MLB on Wednesday, April 3rd, here with Luke Torrey,
Luke Anderson,
and Tyler Harrison.
And we are now going to shift into the other side of New York City, Queens, and the Mets and their start to the year.
Listen, okay, first, before I want to say anything, Tyler, okay, tell me what you just showed me.
No, that's not in real life.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what?
I thought that was real.
I thought that was, okay.
No.
Classic MLB The Show clip. If Mike Trout actually hit a 600-foot homer, I would have,
Lord. Okay. All right. Next.
Anyway.
Talk about the Mets.
So, I mean, listen, the Mets, not great. I mean, 0-4, sorry. Just a terrible start to the season. I mean, in the first four games, they've scored 7 runs, I think. They scored one. They, like I said, they had one hit on opening day, which was a Starling Marte home run. I mean, a couple bright spots in the Mets' terrible start to the season. I mean, I brought it up before that in 7 days of baseball, they've only actually played 4 games because a bunch of them have gotten rained out because the weather in New York right now is terrible. But the first game, they had one hit on a Marte home run. Marte, who I've talked about like before during the offseason, how I wasn't 100% sure how he'd play. He's played really well in the first 4 games. I mean, he's one of the only people on the Mets who has actually played well. And then they scored 6 runs in game 2. They almost came back. They scored 4 runs in the 8th and 9th to cut the lead to 1, but they couldn't close it out. Luis Severino in his first start for the Mets, not the greatest at all. But, I mean, not too bad. And then game 3 was Tyler McGill starting. Not terrible, but also not great. But also, the Mets only scored 1 run that game. I mean, off of 7 hits, I mean, just not a great opening series. And then they went and played the Tigers the next day looking for their first win. Sean Manaea with his first start with the Mets. Someone we didn't talk about too much. I brought up once when the Mets signed him. But, I mean, he had a phenomenal start in his first game. Pitched a shutout. I think he went 6 innings. Yeah, he went 6 innings, only allowing 1 hit and 8 strikeouts. But the Mets went all of the regulation innings without scoring a run also. And then the Tigers scored 5 runs in the top of the 10th, all unearned. I don't know how it happened. I wasn't able to watch the game. So to give them their 4th loss on the season, and like I said, their game yesterday and today have both been postponed. But, I mean, something's got to give with this Mets lineup. I mean, Francisco Lindor started the season so cold. I mean, Jeff McNeil has been quite bad. I mean, the only players who have been particularly good are Francisco Alvarez and Marte. I mean, DJ Stewart, who's the DH like every game so far, does not have a hit. And Jeff McNeil has 1 hit. Lindor has 1 hit. Nimmo has 1 hit.
Anything with JD Martinez? Has he played yet?
JD Martinez has not played yet. I don't know exactly when he's starting. I did hear, like, when he was signed that they were going to give him some time to, like, settle in before he played. But also, okay, here's a report from earlier today that he can join the Mets this weekend, which they desperately need.
Yeah, they desperately need it.
I wish he could start tomorrow because their hitting has been quite awful. Their bullpen actually has been okay, but, I mean, their lineup has been so bad. Like I said, I mean, 8 runs in 4 games is terrible. It's right. Just terrible. I mean, Tyler brought it up before. The division right now is not very good. I mean, the Marlins are 0-7, which is a lot worse than 0-4, and the Nationals are not very good at all. But they are winning right now, and, I mean, we'll talk about the Braves in just one moment. But, yeah, I mean, the Mets have to turn something around. They play a doubleheader tomorrow. Would love to take both of them, but they need to at least win one game. Especially, they can't open the entire home weekend like 2 homestands and get swept. I mean, that would just be terrible. So hopefully they can take both. Definitely need at least one. And then they go into Cincinnati this weekend. Cincinnati with a pretty decent start to their season. Currently tied up early against Philly, but we talked about how they lost to Philly yesterday. Took one against them. So Cincinnati is going to be a tough one, but the Mets, they just got to get something going. I mean, Tyler McGill got injured in his start, so now they got to find another starter. They just signed Tehran to a contract who, I mean, he's quite old, so I don't know how that's going to work. They just needed someone, I guess. So, I mean, he only pitched 14 games last year. He's 33. So, yeah, I mean, they just needed anyone to sign with them. But hopefully he can pitch some decent innings before they get multiple guys back. Senga should be back within the month, I believe. So that'll be hope for the Mets as well. But, yeah, I mean, just a rough start to the season, which is quite unfortunate. But, I mean, on another bright note in the division, I guess we could shift to the Braves. Tyler, what do you got there?
Lead it.
Yeah,
lead it,
I mean,
buddy.
I don't have to woe anymore. I'll let Tyler have his moment. I mean, you guys both have some successful teams. Yeah.
3-2. I mean, I could say not ideal, I guess, but oh well. What can you do? I'm not expecting 162-0. Because our run differential is crazy right now. We're +21. Because we lost to the Phillies by 1, we lost to the White Sox by 1, and then the games that we won, we made sure everyone knew it. Jared Kelnick I want to specifically apologize to, because I was kind of crapping on him because he was performing extremely bad over the last all of spring training. He was batting under the Mendoza line, and he is now batting .545 in 11 plate appearances. I mean, in 11 at bats. Orlando Arcia, who was our worst hitter in our 9 starters last year, batting .450 in 20 at bats, while also being the leader in OBP and hits. The only thing that worries me a little bit was starting pitching didn't really do what I wanted. I mean, Reynaldo Lopez, yesterday he went 6 innings with 4 hits and 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. That's not terrible. He didn't get the win or loss for it because there was a lead change in between. So Reynaldo Lopez, a good start. Charlie Morton went 5 2/3, gave up no runs and 3 hits with 6 strikeouts. I think he pitched, what was it? Oh, yeah, he pitched the game that got called in the 8th inning. So Charlie Morton, great start. Hopefully he doesn't go 11-10 again this year. I don't like that evenness. Chris Sale, I liked what I saw. He did give up a 2-run home run to JT Realmuto, but 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, only gave up 3 hits. I mean, if he can go 6 or 7 with that same run score, our offense can produce just fine. Who else? Spencer Strider. I mean, he went 5, gave up 3 hits, 2 earned runs, and struck out 8. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I mean, going to be the strikeout leader this year. If anyone has a dispute, feel free. Nothing. Nah, didn't figure. Max Fried, on the other hand, I could go into the umpire, because we all saw the 4-seam down the middle that was called a ball with the bases loaded.
Unbelievable.
And they ended up scoring 3.
Unbelievable. Didn't even get out of the first inning because of that.
I feel like I don't have a place to argue about the refs because we're going to have an amazing season. So maybe I'm not the place. Maybe, Luke, you could argue about the umps more than I could. That is complete crap. I saw the strikeout that your relief pitcher had, Luke Torrey, to end the game.
Yeah.
2 feet outside, and they called it strike looking with the bases loaded. Yeah, it's a relief pitcher. Doesn't matter. That's a terrible call. What you showed me with Aaron Judge, terrible call.
Umpires have been horrible the first
week. Yeah, that is a thing to note, too. This first week, very, very bad.
Horrible.
A lot of
umpires.
I've seen, this is like the first time, like a lot of times, especially now with people complaining about umpires, there's a lot of balls being called strikes. But I mean, I saw another thing, I think, from this week that was a pitch right down the middle that was called a ball. And the Max Fried one with the bases loaded, that with a 2-strike count.
Like, I'm glad that in the Max Fried game, he didn't get the win or loss because they went up 3-2 on us in that inning, and then we ended up scoring a few more. And the same thing with Strider. I mean, Strider, we were down 2-0 at the end of the 5th because of Strider, and then we won that game 9-3. Like, I'm happy that our offense produced and made up for it, but like one call, I said it in my head. I was watching it, the bases loaded. He was at almost 50 pitches because he had walked. Let me see here.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great first inning by him by any means.
No, he gave up 2 hits, walked 3 people, and I said he was already in it was a 3-1 count. He got a good call on a swing and a miss on a curveball to go 3-2, and he missed it was 2-2. He threw a pitch down the middle,
mm-hmm.
and it walked him. And it walked, it was 3-2, had to have been, and it walked a run in, and I was already mad because that gave them a run. And I said, I guarantee that's going to come back to bite us. Not 2 pitches later, there's a single by, I think, Castellanos or whoever was batting behind Castellanos into left field, brings in 2 more runs, and we give up the lead. So umpiring, it's been terrible. It's been terrible. Bullpen has been fine for us, though. I mean, Matzik's pitching well. Aaron Bummer had 1 appearance. He now has a loss because he pitched 2 innings, gave up 5 hits and 3 earned runs.
I didn't remember seeing that in the box score.
Yeah, that's upsetting. You could say it's a bummer.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
I cannot believe you.
Unbelievable.
Jesse Chavez pitched.
I want to just update everyone. The bottom of the ninth inning between the Royals and the Orioles right now. The Royals are up 3-2. Orioles have first and second, nobody out. And they're down one.
Who's up to bat?
Yeah, I saw that.
Jordan Westberg.
He has played out of his mind the last few games. I think he's batting like 400 something.
He's batting 250.
Batting 250? Why did he? Did he have like a good game yesterday?
Maybe he had a bad game yesterday or today.
All I saw
last 7 days, 4-16.
Oh man, I thought he was doing much better than that. No, I mean that's the Braves talk. 3-2 is oh well, but over the course of the next week, we play one more game against the White Sox tomorrow, and then we have a 2-game stint with. Oh, hold on. I think we play one more game against the White Sox, or we're supposed to play today. We don't play tomorrow, and then we have a three-game stint at home against the Diamondbacks, and then a 4-game homestand against the Mets, and then a 3-game away stand against the Marlins. So
yeah, I'm actually going to one of those Braves Mets games.
You are?
Yeah,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
So Mets will probably get cooked, and I'll get laughed at.
Yeah, 4 games. I don't think we sweep even at home. I mean, it'd be nice. I would love to sweep a division rival. I mean, Luke got that.
Yeah.
Not our division rival.
I mean, they are a rival though.
They're a rival,
say the Astros are a bigger rival to y'all than like the Orioles, and y'all are division rivals.
But not like they're still
when it
Orioles,
comes to playoffs. No,
the Orioles are still. They're going to be a pain.
I'll say the Rays. The Astros to y'all are a bigger rival than the Rays are to y'all.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. Now, you're the Yankees fan. I don't really have a say in it.
Yes, yes. I would say the Astros are our biggest rival besides the Red Sox.
I would say Red Sox and Orioles are y'all's biggest rivals.
I would just say as of recently.
Recently, yeah. Historically is different, but as of recently, the Orioles haven't been competitive enough.
Astros.
So
we play in Houston Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 15th, 16th, 17th.
I hope you sweep them.
That'd make me happy. But we don't really have any out of division rivals that I know of, other than like the Astros.
Everybody hates the Astros.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, they've played okay against Toronto, but it was nice to see them get swept by the Yankees. I mean, I think the Yankees are going to be kind of like a villainous team this year just because of
and
just
if
how
they're
good
getting
they're
hated.
Oh, shoot. Bases are
winning.
Loaded.
That means
right
they're
now.
Winning.
Yeah, if I had to guess for the Braves, my last thing on the Braves, we're 3-2 right now. By next Wednesday, it'll be the third game against the Mets. The game will be going on when we get back on air. I say we're 3-2 now. 4-2, 5-2, 6-2. I say we're 7-3 by the next time we come here. I think taking 4 out of the 5 games of the next week is likely. I think we go on more win streaks than we go on losing streaks this year.
All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about player of the weeks and who's hot, who's not right now. So we will be back in just a few minutes here on WVUA.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to Student Section MLB. Here we got a few more minutes to talk about who's hot, who's not in the MLB right now. The two player of the weeks were the American League was Juan Soto, and the National League was Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Speaking of Gurriel, we're going to talk about the Diamondbacks opening day.
Was it opening day that they did that?
I think it was. Yeah.
I believe it was opening day. Yeah, it was.
What a start to the
final
game.
Score of the game was 16-1. Arizona wins.
Winning a 14-run third inning.
14-run third inning.
Yeah, they didn't score after that, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It was 14-run third inning.
Obviously broke the franchise record for most runs in an inning by them.
I mean, wow. And I don't even think they hit a home run in the inning.
They had to.
I don't think they did.
I actually don't think they did. I saw a clip of all of the runs they scored, and it was all like gap doubles.
Single, double, single, double, sack fly, single. Well, it is crazy.
Look at the Colorado pitching
stuff. Lourdes Gurriel, in his first week, has six games played. He has 3 homers and 8 for 26 with 10 RBI. So his OPS is over 1 right now. So, I mean, definitely a good choice.
Soto's.
Yeah, I saw I had that up just as, like, before when we were talking about the Yankees. I know his average is above a 400 right now, and his on base is above 500. So Soto has 10 for 24 in 6 games. That's before today, but I think they did that before today, right? The player of the week?
Yeah, he's 10 for 29.
So, and then 4 for 17 average, 517 on base. So also his OPS is over 1, and he has a homer and 4 RBI. Also more walks than strikeouts, which is not abnormal for him. He always does that. So.
Right. Well, anyway. Now, other than that, Corbin Burnes has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean Is there player of the week for pitchers or no? Is it just like pitchers of the week?
I'm not sure.
I don't think they would do.
Corbin Burnes has been unbelievable.
He's been shut down.
He only pitched 1 game. I think he starts tomorrow.
Or did he start today?
No.
He didn't?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Okay. Because I know Baseball Reference doesn't update.
He looked great in his first outing.
Oh, no. But Corbin Burnes did start today. Yep. He pitched 5 2/3, gave up 9 hits and 2 runs with only 3 strikeouts.
Never mind.
I mean, 9 hits is not good, but 2 runs, I mean, preventing runs, that's not terrible. By the way,
he pitched exactly 100 pitches.
For anyone who's not keeping up with the game and heard our update before, the Orioles scored 2 runs in the 8th, which we said before, but they had the bases loaded in the bottom of the 9th. James McCann walked it off with a 2-run single, so the Orioles did win today. So, I mean, Corbin won't get credit for the pitcher win, but so definitely not a great outing. Definitely don't like to see pitchers get juiced with
hits. Mets
have
a doubleheader tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Will Smith got his second blown save of the season.
Will the Tigers remain undefeated?
Yeah, that's another thing, too. The Tigers, I mean, first series was against the White Sox, but, I mean, they've looked great. The Tigers, their pitching has been incredible.
How's Tariq Skubal doing?
Really well.
Is it Tariq?
I think it's Tariq, but I think he's pitched 2 starts, I think, and he's just
a stud. Did you know Spencer Turnbull's on the Phillies now?
I did not know that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Should I be worried?
Or no, actually, Tariq Skubal has only pitched 1 start because of how many games have been getting postponed. He'll pitch tomorrow. Actually, that's a lie. He's not. He's not pitching tomorrow. But he's pitched once, and I mean, his starting as the White Sox was incredible, so. I mean, he's like a dark horse to win the Cy Young. He is very, very good.
Jack Flaherty also has pitched very well.
I mean, we talked about it right before the break, so we could bring it up now. Shane Bieber has been unbelievable on a Guardians team that has been pretty surprising in this first week as well. I mean, Shane Bieber in 2 starts.
12 innings, 20 strikeouts, 1 walk, 10 hits.
1 walk and 10 hits and 20 strikeouts. Is just actual video game numbers. It is only 2 starts, but Shane Bieber was like a well-noted trade target in the offseason, but I guess the Guardians decided to hold on to him, and I mean, for good reason, I guess. We'll see. I mean, if they start to slump in the middle of the season and he continues numbers like this, I mean, they'll get a phenomenal haul for him. But I mean, he was in talks along with Corbin Burnes for getting traded in the offseason as a pitcher, and Dylan Cease, who I actually haven't seen Dylan Cease's numbers in San Diego. But let me look it up. I think he pitched okay in his first start. But the Padres have been pretty decent as well. I think they split their series against the Giants, and they're playing the Cardinals right now. They lost today, but I mean, Dylan Cease pitched only 4 2/3, but he pitched okay. I want to see if he pitched today, because Baseball Reference doesn't update. And if he pitched, well, he didn't pitch opening day for them, but. Oh, this is old. But, I mean, there's a lot of good starting pitcher, like, a couple good, really good starts throughout the season, like, through the first week. Let's see. or is this? This is the Cardinals, the Padres. No, it was Joe Musgrove today. But Joe Musgrove pitched 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 earned run. So pretty good start by him. I mean, I was pretty low on the Padres like right before the season, but if they can continue to get some decent starts, they do still have Musgrove and Yu Darvish and now Dylan Cease. So, and their lineup is still good because they have Tatis and Bogarts, and I'm pretty sure Tatis has had a pretty good start in the first week as well. So we'll see where they pick things up. But we've talked about how that division is stacked. I mean, we just talked about how the Diamondbacks have been playing pretty good baseball. Oh, yeah, Tatis is 10 for 31 because the Padres have played a couple extra games because of that other series, so he has a lot more ABs. But he also has 3 homers, batting .323 right now. So, I mean, that's just Tatis doing Tatis things.
Right.
So.
And I was shocked, to say the least, that the Brewers, Jackson Trujillo, or however you...
Yeah, I was going to talk about him as well because I watched the Mets play the Brewers.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about him. I didn't realize he was such a high prospect.
He's 18 years old.
He is so young, and he's so good. He had his first home run today. He's very good in the field, too. He made a couple of really good plays in right field against the Mets.
Are they feeding these kids?
He is crazy at the plate.
Looks like his strikeout numbers are a little high.
I'm 8 months older than him.
Yeah.
He was born in December of 2004.
December of 2004?
Mm-hmm.
I am a year and a month older than him.
Yep.
And look what I'm doing versus him.
Talking about him.
Talking about him, yeah.
Talking about him.
Literally.
Yes.
All right, I think on that note, we're going to wrap up here.
It's terrible. It made me feel so bad about myself.
All right, we will be back next week. Hopefully a lot more happens in the baseball world. I don't see how it won't. I mean, there was ejections this week. There was sweeps that you didn't see coming.
It's just so good to have baseball.
Yeah, it's
back.
Life's just so better with baseball on. We will see you next week. Have a great rest of your days.